Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, yesterday as I was prepping for the show, we had some breaking news, and the breaking news that came out of medical news was that eating your placenta does not really offer you any health benefits. I know, I had to put down the fork. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, really? You know, they couldn't have told me this 1,000 meals ago. Apparently, UN research is suggesting that there is no scientific evidence that eating your placenta after childbirth, well, it's not eating your own. You know, my placenta would have been four. I don't know what my mom did with that, but it's you deliver the baby, and then you grab a fork and knife, and then you eat the. I mean, now they encapsulated and stuff. I'll talk about that in a sec. But, so it's you're eating your baby's placenta. And the reason why people do this is because they claim it helps protect against depression and boost your energy. So a lot of people have been asking to have the placenta put in capsule form. Now, there's a review by Northwestern University that found absolutely no proven benefits and no research on the potential risks. The Royal College of Midwives said, but it should be up to the woman. It's a woman's choice. Well, the researcher said the popularity of eating placentas have risen in the last few years. I mean, look at what the bird flu did with all the eggs and the chicken. So I can understand that we're going to be looking for other food sources. And I got to tell you, placenta does look like chocolate, you know. The researcher said the popularity has risen, and but many women are being influenced by blogs and websites and maybe not actual science. Their review published in the Stop It. Okay, well, I want to talk about this. Some people on Facebook are really being mean. Their review published in the Archives of Women's Mental Health looked at 10 published studies related to placenta eating. They said, but it could not find any data to support the claims that eating your placenta raw, eating it cooked, or in pill form, or al dente, carried any health benefits. Now, this is called placentophagy, which is the act of eating your placenta. It's supposed to reduce pain after delivery, increase energy levels, help with breast milk production, and enhance bonding between mother and child. No way. If I had to sit there and try to eat the placenta and the baby was like, wah! I'd be like, leave me alone. I gotta eat this crap. Leave me alone. I don't bond with my kids when I eat. Let mama feed, and then after mama feeds, I will give you guys the attention that you need. Okay, so what is the placenta? The placenta helps protect the fetus. It's nice and soft and cushiony. It is what filters the blood supply that goes to the baby, protects the baby from toxins and pollutants and that Jack Daniel's shot you had. And, you know, what a lot of scientists are concerned about is, well, if it's the filter for the toxins, you're now taking in the toxins. Lead study author Cynthia Coyle, a clinical psychologist at Northwestern University, said, our sense is that women choosing placentophagy, who may otherwise be very careful about what they are putting into their bodies during pregnancy and nursing, are willing to ingest something without evidence of its benefits and, more importantly, the potential risk to themselves and their nursing infants. There are no regulations as to how the placenta is stored and prepared. Some people like to saute it. Some people like to, well, you get the point. Deep fried placenta. They say women really don't know what they're ingesting. Okay, but other people, the Royal College of Midwives are like, let the woman eat what she wants to. You know, like, I mean, me, I bite my nails, and sometimes I swallow them. I don't mean to, but if I'm, like, really, really hungry, I'll sit there and eat on my nails. Some people eat their boogers, and, I mean, boogers are dirty, and nothing bad happened to them. So I have never in my, medical practice have ever seen any side effects from somebody eating their placenta. But they do bring up a point if you're going to be, you know, breastfeeding your baby. Okay, so why is there such a, desire and a trend? Well, one of my Facebook followers sent me a report from the birthing branch, and they say that the placenta has healing chemicals. It's got gonadotropin, which is the precursor to estrogen. It's got prolactin. It's got oxytocin, which helps with bonding of baby and mom. It has some thyroid-stimulating hormone. It has cortisone. The prostaglandins are anti-inflammatory. Hemoglobin, gamma globulin, and urokinase inhibiting factor and factor 8, which could, you know, help stop bleeding and enhance wound healing. Okay, this is what I think. Okay, I told you what I think the placenta is. The placenta is not supposed to be food for either of us. The placenta is your instructions. The placenta is the little folded up piece of instruction that we get in toys and any sort of object we buy from a store. So the baby comes out and there's no piece of paper, but the placenta comes out. And moms are supposed to read it like Braille. It's called the placenta code, something I termed, where you just kind of feel it, and you go, okay, so this baby is going to give me, you know, lip about this. This baby's going to have some attitude. This baby is this. So moms are supposed to read the code. The big mistake a lot of moms do is they're so busy wanting to hold their baby, they let the nurse take the placenta and bring it to the cafeteria to make Jell-O. No. You need to stop, go hold the phone. I want to feel and examine the placenta. You read the placenta. Don't put it in your mouth. Okay? Read it. Get an idea. And hopefully there's some sort of a code. Because to me, when that falls out, which is the third stage of labor, that's the instructions on what to do with the baby. All right? Make sense? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Chris from Trenton writes, my girlfriend and I have been trying to get pregnant for over a year and cannot. What do you suggest we do next? I love emails like this, okay? Because I suggest you guys get married. Okay, I mean, you've been trying to have a kid for over a year. Why aren't you marrying her? I'd just like to know that. Okay, not that I have a problem with people not being married having kids, but, I mean, that's a lot of work. Okay, and, you know, you might as well put a ring on it. Okay, that's just, you know, that maybe, you know, ask her. She may actually want that. If she doesn't, that's her choice. That's understandable, but my guess is, I think she does, so do that. Then, after you do that, then if it's been a year, you may want to look at a fertility workup. Now, the first thing I always do is when I try to help a couple get pregnant, not that I'm there in the room with them by any means, I always ask if she has discontinued her birth control. Okay? The women need to stop their birth control prior to trying to have a baby. So you want to make sure that has been done. If she has been off birth control and you guys have been trying for a year, one of the easiest things to do is, you know, blame you. So I would suggest you get a sperm count done and a semen analysis to see how your sperm are doing. Whenever I interview a couple that is trying to get pregnant, I always want to see, you know, did you father any children before? Has she given birth before? If she's given birth before and you've never fathered anybody, let's get that semen analysis. If you fathered 5 kids just last year, then I would suggest that, you know, she start her workup. And it would be a variety of things, you know, like hormone tests, like her thyroid and her female hormones, and doing ultrasounds and looking at the patency of the, you know, fallopian tubes. And, you know, she may be able to ovulate, but if that little egg can't travel down the fallopian tube and your sperm can't go up and meet where it needs to meet the egg, then, you know, what's the point? So we want to make sure it's not a mechanical thing, an obstructive thing. We want to make sure it's not a hormonal issue, okay? So you have normal semen, and she, from what it looks like, has normal, nice, open fallopian tubes, and it appears she's ovulating. What could you be doing wrong? Well, you want to kind of figure out when she's ovulating. Sometimes you guys do basal body temperatures. When I was in medical school, I was such a dork. You know, I was basal body temperature. I was like, oh, that must be the temperature of the vagina. So I was telling the patient to put the thermometer down there. No. Basal body temperature is where you take your regular temperature, and then it spikes up when you're ovulating just a touch. So you want to graph, you want to document all the temperatures, and then when you get that little spike, that can mean you're ovulating. But what I always tell people to do is, let's say you kind of decide that you're going to be ovulating. Okay, what month are we coming into now? So we got June. Let's say you think you're going to ovulate June 16. June 16 is a very, very special day because June 16 is my birthday. So very, very good day to conceive. Okay? So June 16, very super day, special day, awesome day. I would say if you think you're going to ovulate around June 16, I would recommend having sex on the 13th, on the 15th, on the 17th, and the 19th. Okay? Every other day. If you guys are going to start having sex on the 13th or the 12th or 13th, men, do not lose any of that sperm or semen 5 days before. Start saving it up a little bit. And again, there's not really an exact science to this, but I think a lot of guys, you know, they're busy on the internet, and then all of a sudden, the wife or girlfriend says, all right, let's do the deed. I'm ovulating. And you're like, but I'm on empty. So I think it's a good idea to maybe just, if you go, I'm only saying 5 days. That's it. Okay? No one's going to go into DTs. Just 5 days. Okay? And then, ladies, make sure you get the climax. We've talked about this on the show. I think the climax is a very, very important part of reproduction. Again, I don't know so much about the science behind it, but I think a woman enjoying the sex seems to help. And maybe it helps with muscle contractions, getting the sperm up there. I don't know. But it couldn't hurt. Okay? So enjoy yourselves. All right? People ask, what's the best position? It really depends on how your cervix is sitting, but usually the vaginal canal kind of encases around the cervix and the os, which is the little hole in the cervix that allows the sperm to enter and go through, you know, the port, the gatekeeper, the canal. So, you know, as long as the sperm gets in there, I don't think a particular position of the sex is as important as you making sure you get a chance for it to kind of, you know, sit a little bit and do what it needs to do. Okay, now me, I was always working 100-hour weeks. So for me, when my husband and I were trying to conceive, luckily we did it on the first shot. But I thought there would be a challenge because I had, you know, things to do. I had to go on call. I had to, you know, run to the hospital, see a patient. But I kind of made sure to kind of wait a little bit, you know, to make sure that, you know, it kind of, you know, stewed or marinated a little bit. And for some reason, it worked. But then again, I mean, my husband, he's got super sperm. You guys have seen my husband. You know, he's a big guy. And, you know, he's got a lot of muscle mass. And so I think those sperm were just like little Arnold Schwarzeneggers. They were just, wow. And then have you guys seen my sons? Lord have mercy. You know, I try to tell my husband all the time whenever he makes me mad that the boys aren't his. But it's, I mean, there's really no other guy that would, you know, make kids that look like that. Except maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've seen Arnold Schwarzenegger's child. You know, I mean, only, you know, in the last couple of years I realized that, you know, the child was his, with, I believe, his housekeeper. I mean, how can you not tell? The guy, you know, the kid looks exactly like him. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess this hack that happened to the government was, I mean, huge. And it kind of makes us scratch our head that our government can't protect themselves from hackers. And now I guess we believe it was Chinese hackers, even though the Chinese embassy denied the claims, and they say the accusations are irresponsible. We believe Chinese hackers broke into the U.S. government computer networks and stole sensitive details of 4 million federal workers. The Department of Homeland Security admitted the breach yesterday, with one security expert saying that it was an attack against the nation. Of course it is. It's now feared that the stolen data could be used for blackmail, to defraud or impersonate federal employees. This is some pretty frightening stuff. And the FBI has launched an investigation. Now, the unnamed U.S. official claimed that the hack of the Office of Personnel Management has the potential to affect every single federal agency, including intelligence services and President Obama's office. The OPM, which is the government's human resources department, handles hundreds of thousands of sensitive security clearances and background investigations on prospective employees. Each year, it's estimated that there are 4.2 million federal employees, including 1.5 million who serve as uniformed military personnel. Now, apparently this took place in the beginning of May. Now, you know, it doesn't it seem easy when everything was in a file cabinet, and if somebody wanted to get data, get secret files, they would have to break through Pentagon walls to get to the data. Now that it's in the computer, our data is technically floating around the home of somebody across the globe, and all they have to do is punch in the right couple digits to access it. I would really feel better knowing that my personal information was in some metal bulletproof cubby and just there in one place. I hate to think that my data is in millions upon millions of different computers. And unfortunately, that's how it is now. Same thing with your medical information. It's very, very frustrating. Of course, Chinese authorities are denying all previous accusations. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security is leading the investigation into the breach. So I don't know what we do. I mean, our cyberspace puts us at major risk. And these people have access to very, very sensitive stuff, right? I mean, I don't know what the answer is except getting rid of the whole computer system, and that's not going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there was a boy that had a worm in his eye, and the doctors had to get this worm out of the eye. But when the doctors went to the worm and said, coochie, coochie, coo, the worm didn't come out. So they had to lure the worm using basil leaves. These guys are brilliant. The boy is 17 years old, and he's Peruvian. And I guess they were in Lima, and you see the doctor grab the one-inch worm with tweezers and pull it out of the eye. Carolina Marchena, the ophthalmologist, performed the procedure, said the worm likely infected the boy. The boy's name is Jaime. when a mosquito carrying fly eggs on its legs bit him while he was sleepy. Poor kid. Marquena told CEN the operation was crucial because the parasite's location had the potential to cause swelling and spread infection to the brain. The location of the worm from the lower lid was getting bigger, made the risk increase because the boy's skin was swelling in an area very close to the sinuses. And that area is so sensitive, it's kind of known as the triangle of death. So, Jaime originally saw relief from a local physician in a central Peruvian town of Pozu. The doctor thought it might have been like cellulitis, like infection of the skins, the levels of the dermis and lower. So you give an antibiotic, etc. But the area got worse. They said he tried dozens of medications, so he went to Lima, and then Lima did an MRI in Lima, Peru, and then they found the worm. Marchena noted her team had to use basil leaves to extricate the worm because the tweezers alone weren't sufficient. They placed the leaves around Jaime's eye, after which the hungry worm stuck its head out. Oh, my gosh, Dee! Could you imagine the little baby? See, I think worms are cute. I am scared to death of spiders, but I love worms. So get this. They use the basil, and they go, coochie-coochie-coo. And then the little worm stuck his head out. And the second he stuck his head out, the doctor grabbed the little head and pulled it out, removing the bug. Oh, why don't I get anything this exciting to do in my clinic? According to CEN, doctors expect Jaime to make a full recovery and said he won't have any lasting damage from the infection. Is it just me, or are there lots of stories about worms and parasites, like a worm digging himself in the brain of somebody and a worm? I mean, there are worms and parasites a lot more than we think. And, I would say whenever something doesn't get better, all right, rather than wait till your 12th antibiotic, get a scan and tell them to look for a worm or a parasite. But, wow, can you imagine the little baby head poking out of the day? All right, your flu shot's going to be different next year. They say next season's flu shot, or actually next season, next year, it's like going to be in the next few months we're going to start getting them in. It's going to contain two new flu strains that were not present in last season's shot. Last season's shot was a complete cluster. Remember that? Now, according to the CDC, not that they're saying it was a cluster, I am. Health officials are making the change in hope that our next season's flu shot is not going to be as screwed up and clustered as this one. Sorry, will be a better match to the strains that are actually circulating. When you do a flu shot, you kind of want to immunize against a strain of flu that's current. That's my guess. Last season's flu shot, they said, was not very effective at preventing the flu. People who got the shot were just 19% less likely to visit the doctor for flu than people who did not get the shot. That level of protection is quite a bit lower than for previous seasons. During the 2012 and the 2013 season, we reduced your risk of needing to see a doctor for flu by 56%. The average is supposed to be 60-some% efficacy. It's not supposed to be 100%. But these flu shots are supposed to be about 60-some% efficacious for the flu season. And I think we're down into like the 18-19% for this one. So the poor protection offered by last season's flu shot was a result of a mismatch between flu strains included in that vaccine and the strains that were circulating in the public. Now, most of the flu viruses that circulated last fall and winter belong to a strain known as H3N2. But about 80% of the H3N2 viruses in circulation were different from the H3N2 strain that was in the 2014-2015 shot. So it was a mismatch because either the virus's genetic material changed or it drifted or mutated. I don't know. So anyway, health officials are switching out one of the three strains included in the shot and two of the four strains included in the quadrivalent flu shot. So the trivalent protects you against three strains, H1N1, the H3N2, and one influenza B strain. For the 2015-2016 flu season, the H1N1 and the influenza B are going to be the same because apparently, you know, there's no complaints. You know, let sleeping dogs lie. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't mess with those. Just leave them. All right, but the health officials are going to use a different H3N2 strain. So the H3N2 strain, this one is going to be the A Switzerland 9715293-2013 H3N2 like virus. Okay, the quadrivalent flu vaccine protects against four different strains. So it's going to have an extra the influenza B. It's going to have the B, I can't say this on air, but it's P-H-U-K-E-T. So blank, bluck it. Okay? P-H-U-K-E-T. You guys could sound it out yourself. 3073. I wonder how they got the name of that one. They were probably like, I don't know what the hell to do. Just blank it. So the P-H-U-K-E-T sounded out. 3073-2013-like B Yamagata lineage virus. Woo! Are you guys writing all that down? This past flu season was particularly severe for older adults, with the age group experiencing the highest rate of flu hospitalizations in a decade. Between October 2014 and April 2015, there were 322 hospitalizations for every 100,000 people in the United States age 65 and older. And they said the previous highest rate was 183, so almost double. Pretty scary stuff. 2014 to 2015 was also a very long flu season. I diagnosed flu 2 weeks ago. I'm like, what the hell are you doing having the flu? It's May. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, dude. Like, I don't know. They're like, dude. I'm like, geez. I'm like, I know. The percentage of... Sorry. The percentage of doctor visits and related to flu was elevated for 20 consecutive weeks during the past 13 flu seasons. Usually, doctor visits for flu elevates for an average of 13 weeks. So what they're saying is the peak time, the busy time, lasted for 20 weeks instead of 13. The number of flu cases usually drops in the summer. So some of you are like, yee-haw, whoo, I don't want to get the blanket, virus. But the percentage of doctor visits are related to flu. I already read this. Okay, doctors are still on the lookout because this is such a weird flu season. All right, so do I suggest you guys get the flu shot? Absolutely. I still suggest you get the flu shot. Get the flu shot every year. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Really, quit being weenies. Oh, the flu shot makes me sick. Okay, all right. If the flu shot makes you sick, A, you're about to get the flu anyway, or B, it could be some of the components in the medium that it's in. So if you think you're going to get sick from the flu shot, I'll let you go. All right, I won't make you, I'll give you a pass. But for all you other guys, like, nah, I don't want to spend the $25. Get the flu shot. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sorry about that. I'm kind of dealing with a rash right now. I was wearing Spanx during my TV interview, and I think they were just way too tight, so I've been kind of itchy. There's all these diseases now, you know, an ailment that we didn't have, you know, Spanx rash, text thumb, mouse wrist, you know, mouse from your computer mouse. So anyway, start dealing with that. All right, Petco is taking full responsibility for the death of a dog who died at a store. where the temperature was at 105 degrees. And apparently the employees responsible have been fired, from what we understand. This is at one of the retailer's Virginia stores last week. It's a gorgeous puppy. I cannot believe this. Allison Marks lost Colby Jack after dropping him off at Chesterfield County Petco. She was informed by a veterinarian that he had a temperature of 105 degrees and likely died of heat stroke. Petco said a thorough investigation made it clear that the company's animal care protocols had not been followed, and that the employees who were responsible for Colby's care had been fired. This dog is adorable. May rest in peace. The pet retailer said it had also confirmed that no heat was used while Colby was being groomed, but that the kennel dryer he was housed in before his death had been removed from all Petco stores. Last week, Petco told Marks that Colby's heat stroke was a result of being stressed, not from heated drying. Petco told me last night Colby was stressed to the point that his temperature rose, but I find that hard to believe. I'm stressed all the time. My temperature doesn't hit past 98. The two-year-old dog was so hot in body temperature that it was 105 degrees an hour before his death. He had been in good health, rarely had anxiety. She did not understand how this could happen. Petco is conducting nationwide sessions next week to reinforce training protocol with grooming salon team members in every one of its stores. For animal lovers, we're saddened and deeply concerned about what happened to Colby last Friday. This is a real cluster. I mean, how does something like this happen? So, we forget that animals at this point, you know, with the temperature are really at risk. And so we had one animal that had snuck out, I was a little girl. It was a little dachshund, and apparently she had snuck out or burrowed or something. I don't remember. Our house had, like, cheap screen doors and stuff at the time. But the dog couldn't figure out how to get back in from the backyard. And unfortunately, she had, when we found her, she was alive and well and everything, but she was, you know, definitely heat exhausted, going on heat stroke. So heat stroke and hypothermia is something we don't seem to talk about. We're always worried about, you know, as humans, but you forget that your pets are just at risk, which is why we keep saying don't leave them in the car. So for a dog, okay, you and I may be able to get a fever of 104, but for a dog, we look at hyperthermia is if they are over 103 degrees. Now, heat stroke is a form of non-fever hyperthermia and occurs when the heat dissipating mechanism of the body can't accommodate the heat that's coming in. Our bodies are supposed to be able to maintain our temperature, but if we cannot handle the outside temperatures and maintain our internal temperature, we're going to start to cook. So, they say heat stroke typically associated with temperature of about 106 degrees, according to PetMD.com. When you have heat stroke, you get multiple organ failure. They say multiple organ dysfunction. Temperatures are suggestive of there's malignant hyperthermia, which is kind of something we see with medications, where it could cause you, like anesthetic agents could cause you to have very, very high temperatures. So hyperthermia, you could either have feverish ones or non-fever hyperthermias. Fever hyperthermia happens from inflammation in the body. That could happen from a bacterial infection, etc. And non-fever hyperthermia results from other causes, like external sources, like exercise, thyroid level hormones could also do it, lesions in your hypothalamus, etc. So what are the symptoms? Well, your dog or your animal will pant. They'll appear dehydrated. Sometimes they have excessive drooling. Their temperature will be high. Their gums will be reddened, as well as a lot of the tissues in the body because of the inflammation. There could be kidney failure. They won't urinate. Rapid heart rate, irregular heartbeats, go into shock. They could have fluid build up in the lungs. They could be vomiting, black tarry skulls, tremors, seizures, etc. And so, hot days, even if it's humid, humid could be just as bad as a dry. So you want to be very careful. You want to make sure they have definitely plenty of ventilation. You want to make sure they could breathe. You also want to watch out for poisoning, too. Sometimes, you know, they'll be like, you know what, they shouldn't be acting like this. And you come to find out that they were so thirsty that they drank something they shouldn't. So risk factors, if they are an obese animal, if they have heart conditions, lung conditions, if they're old, if they are short-nosed, flat-faced breed, kind of like pug, those animals seem to be more at risk. If they have a thick hair coat because of the temperature, if they have thyroid issues, and then if they're also very, very young. But we need to take care of our little pets because they're just our little tiny babies. But it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, our kids love to play these games where you put money in and this claw reaches in and grabs the toy. Well, apparently there was a study that found that these claw machines are quote-unquote rigged. All right, this is according to one study. All right, they say here that Phil Edwards from Vox says that if basically he looked at the instruction guides for several claw games and found that some of them told operators how to adjust the claw strength that will actually manage their profit. So if a prize costs about $7 and it's 50 cents to play each time and the operator wants a profit of 50%, the claw will only allow the player to win one out of every 21 games. Now, it's randomized, so it's not like you could sit there and count to go, that one lost, that one lost, that one lost, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, now my turn. Doesn't work that way. They say the winning game, since it's randomized, cannot be counted or worked out. The machines, they say, taunt the player by lifting up the prize and then dropping it, making you think that you almost won. This encourages you to play again because of the psychological impact of quote-unquote near wins. I grew up in Vegas, so I totally get this whole psychology behind gambling and psychology behind these video games. All right, so in particular, they say researchers recently discovered that these so-called near wins boost our motivation to achieve other wins, even in unrelated tasks. You know, sometimes you don't even want the stupid toy. And you're like, I really don't need another teddy bear. I got enough teddy bears. The teddy bear is actually kind of ugly. But you just want to win because we want to succeed. We want to be succeeders. So apparently they say that the amusement industry leaders have been advocating strict self-policing policies, encouraging vendors to operate their equipment and redemption programs in strict adherence to the law. Apparently there's supposed to be some sort of law. I don't know what it is. But it's not supposed to be in that much favor. So for those of you that really, really get mad by the claw machine, I would just suggest don't play the claw machines. Okay? It should be that simple. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man has now, it's a Michigan woman, was accused of being distracted by her cell phone when her car struck and killed a bicyclist. She has now been barred from using any cell phone for 2 years. According to Clinton County District Judge Stuart McDonald, said, I don't think she has a right to own a cell phone, to have a cell phone. I think it's a privilege. Police said Mitzi Nelson was distracted by her phone last fall when she hit Jill Bilich, 35 years old, who was riding her bike near Lansing, Michigan. She pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge. She's going to spend 90 days in jail and no cell phone. Good for the judge. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.